I remember when I began living the faith life, I was as green as a leapfrog. I didn't know a thing about it. And I had an awful hard time for a whole month. I needed $6 to pay a debt. And I wasn't made up of the material that some people are made of. They just forget it. I couldn't. I wasn't made like that. So for a whole month, I labored and I dumped and I found fault with God. I'd go by some bushes and I'd say, "Now, Lord, you could turn all these leaves into dollar bills," but he didn't do it. "Now, you said that whatsoever we ask, it shall be done." I looked at those leaves, but they were still leaves. Oh, I had a lesson to learn. To leave it all in his wonderful hands. And when I learned that lesson, and I did learn it in a little meeting like this, where people, all of them had experiences with God, and none of them found fault. They all had a wonderful, wonderful story to tell, how God supplied their needs. And now here I had been grunting for a whole month over $6. But I went out of that meeting full of joy. And not only that, but full of repentance. I had to ask God to forgive me for doubting him. And then the miracle happened. And it was a real miracle. At that time, I'd come into Pentecost out of the Baptist church, and they all thought I was a black sheep. They didn't like it at all. But next day, I got a letter from a Baptist church where I had ministered a long time before. And there was a check in it for $5. They said they had forgotten to pay my fare at that time when I preached for them. But I needed $6. But the same day I had to make a call in the home of a sister of the Baptist church. And before I left, she gave me $1. Now God figured it out without a computer. $6 is what I needed. $6 is supplied.